In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a sure thing, call it a faithful saying, if someone aspires to be an overseer, it is a good work, a noble task, a good thing to do. So what do you think? What Paul goes on to say might actually discourage us more than encourage us. An overseer, bishop, one who is called to account for the oversight of souls, of people, of ministry, and even of ministers, should be above reproach, husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, welcoming the outsider, apt to teach, and on and on and on. Deacons in like manner, women in like manner, qualifications, integrity of who we are and what we are given to do. So, is it a sure thing that this overseer thing is a good thing? How many of your friends thought you were crazy, out of your mind, to come to seminary to seek to serve in ministry? If anything, it's a sure thing that it's not a sure thing, an easy thing. What's sure is the sinfulness of humanity out there. What sure is the rejection of the gospel, even rejection of spiritual oversight? No one's going to tell me what to believe. I make up my own mind. This is America. Nobody tells me how to live. What sure is the sinfulness of all people, even God's people, sometimes doing everything they seem to be able to do to hinder the work of the good thing of ministry. Sometimes it's the pastors themselves arguing over who has ecclesiastical oversight, supervision. This is my congregation, my ministry, my pastoral office. Nobody tells me how to do my ministry. So was this overseer thing a sure thing? To Timothy, too, it may have seemed anything but a good thing, a good and godly work. He may have doubted his own competence and confidence. Yet the Apostle Paul appeals not to even his own high and holy calling, not with his confident and competent qualifications. No, he starts back in chapter 1 with a confession that he, too, is a sinner. Yea, even chief of sinners. Now that's a sure thing. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he counted me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and violent, yet I obtained mercy. And by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it was poured out on me abundantly. Faithful is the saying. It's a sure thing. And worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Here's a sure thing, the first and fundamental thing: Jesus Christ came to save sinners. So why in chapter 3 is St. Paul so concerned about qualifications for the holy ministry? Was there trouble brewing? Were there issues that needed the Council of Presidents to set guidelines for ministerial conduct? Perhaps. That's not a bad thing. It's even a bit like Peter's argument in 1 Peter that if your going gets tough, make sure it's not because of you. If you're going to suffer, make sure you suffer because of Christ, not because of your own personal flaws or just being a blockhead or your moral and spiritual character. Maybe it wasn't self-evident that those entrusted with spiritual oversight would be above reproach, a model of marriage, self-controlled, apt to teach. Maybe even more likely, it seems, Timothy may have been a little discouraged, becoming a little weary of the work. He was a little young, you know, to be an overseer. You hear this all the time out there, from full-blown clergy burnout to the daily grind. conflict more often from within than from without, usually because we're focused more on what's within the congregation and the church than what's out there, where the conflict would be, should be, even so much greater. Paul talks about those who would teach a different doctrine, to those who debate endless myths and genealogies, all of which promote questionings and doubts, and they wear the overseer down. And he realizes how hard it is to keep our focus on the mission of Christ, to seek and to save the lost, and to nurture them in the true faith, until he comes again. Yes, it's hard work, sometimes lonely work. It can seem like futile work. But St. Paul strikes out a clarion call of clarity and certainty and encouragement. It is a sure thing. If someone aspires to be an overseer, he desires a noble task, a good work, God's work through us, God's work in us, God's work for the sake of the church, for the sake of all. And yes, you, Timothy, you who are here today in a chapel named for St. Timothy and St. Titus, you and all who are engaged in ministry, pastors, deacons, deaconesses, don't get discouraged. It's a good thing. And the overseer, where the buck stops, that's a good task, but it's a good work. There's work to do. So roll up your sleeves and let's get on with it. This is not the time or the place to exegete this entire list in 1 Timothy 3. You'll do that in classes in pastoral ministry. Note at least this much. It's not just about being apt to teach, which does imply apt to learn. And there's a lot to learn, so we can teach and preach and interpret both God's word and the lives of real people out there in the real world. But it's not just about the head. The list is much more about the heart, who we are, the person, the life, and the way of life, what we've come to mean by ministerial formation. Ordination vows take care to ask if we affirm the gospel, Holy Scriptures, the Lutheran confessions. And then there comes this final question, all too often lost at the end of a long list of I do's. Do you pledge to adorn this ministry with a holy life? And the best we can offer is a version of yes, with the help of God. With the help of God. I've said this in many an ordination and installation service. Dear people of God, you don't know much about the man whom God has called through you to be your pastor, but I can tell you one thing you know for sure. He's a sinner. He's a sinner. And he will soon learn that you are all sinners too. And that is what brings us together in ministry. The service of the means of grace, by which God forgives our sins and brings us new life and his new way of life, day after day, week after week. Remember that first sure thing in Paul's letter to Timothy. The statement is trustworthy. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. Paul offers one more sure thing in this letter in chapter 4. He says, faithful is the saying, same phrase, one more time. We have put our hope in the living God who is the Savior of all, especially of those who believe. And would that all did so believe. It is for this, Paul goes on to say, that we labor and strive. It's about the gospel, dear friends in Christ, a Savior who is Christ the Lord for you, for me, for pastors, for deacons, for deaconesses, for leaders, for all. And in between those two trustworthy sayings, framed by the gospel, Paul offers a third in chapter 3. The saying is sure. If anyone aspires to be an overseer, he desires a good thing. Jesus made that a sure thing.